Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how you want to really protect yourself out there, using the right equipment to kind of keep yourself from getting injured or hurt or straining your back, wrist, things like that. So I'll go over some of the things that I do out there on my route to kind of protect myself from overdoing it. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. So the first thing I'll start with this, I'm getting older. I'm 48 right now, so I'm one of the older guys. And the first thing that I recommend is a good pair of work boots with very good traction. As you get older, you know, you don't have the same sure footing as the young guys out there. And I'm not super old, but I still fall into that category of the golden rule as you get older is don't fall down. And definitely a good pair of work boots with good traction is a must. I don't recommend flip-flops or sneakers out there when you get older. It's very dangerous. So I use a good pair of waterproof boots that have really good traction, and I don't fall or slip very often out there with these good work boots on. So that's the first thing. I also recommend wearing a wrist brace. I use the, I think it's a Mueller brand. It's the one that kind of gives you the thumb brace. I wear it on one hand, the hand that's the worst from repetitive motion. And it's fine. It holds up really well out there being dipped in the pool all the time. They're like $12 and I order several of them. Whenever I need the new one, I just replace it. And this helps you from overextending your thumb and wrist and keeps you from having that kind of hand pain, the kind of like the carpal tunnel syndrome, because we're using a lot of repetitive motion with the pool pole out there. And if you've been doing this as long as I have and you spend, you know, 25 years with the pool pole in your hand, you're going to have this particular problem with your wrist. And in fact, I think I really hurt myself by doing a lot of installations at one point. I was doing a lot of pump installs and things like that. And I think all the time I spent working with my hands, it just really wore the hands out. So definitely wear that if you need to. You get used to working with it on your hands. I just wear one because I wear a glove on the other hand. And I wear the glove on the other hand to protect me from the chemicals, you know, the trichlor, the acid, and things like that. So those are the basic things that I do. But mainly I'm going to talk more about the equipment briefly here that you can actually use to help yourself not overdo it out there. And I think a lot of times you underestimate the pool pole that you're using as being the problem. If you're using a really heavy pole, this could really make things worse for your back and your wrists over time. I just recently, in the last year, started using the Primate pole. The carbon fiber pole weighs about 2 pounds, and definitely you can notice a difference on your back and your wrist. It just makes things a lot easier on your body. So if you're getting older, switch to a lighter pole. You can even use the Piranha pole. It's a homeowner version of it. It's the blue one. But it's a lighter pole than the power pole. And, you know, whatever you can do to lighten the pole that you are using is better. I think as you get older, you don't want anything super heavy to be used every day for skimming. And you can use a different pole for vacuuming. You can use a heavier duty pole for vacuuming, and you can use a lighter pole for skimming. They just came out with a new Piranha 2X Beta, which is a 6x11-foot pole for skimming the pool and brushing, and definitely a great option. I definitely would recommend using one pole for vacuuming and one pole for skimming if you need to lighten the load on you. Would also highly recommend a T-Dualist service cart. This is for your manual vacuum, your vacuum head, and also you can put a an empty container that you would keep the acid in, like a case of acid. I can't even remember what that's called. And you can just store stuff in there. Basically, it's a dolly that's been modified to attach to your truck on a hitch. You just unhook it without lifting it up, and you can wheel it back to your service account. Saves you a lot of lifting that hose and carrying everything back and going back and forth to the truck for stuff. And, you know, you can definitely wear yourself out by carrying the hose, the vacuum head, liquid chlorine, and acid back to every stop. So definitely invest in a T-Dola service cart. You know, it's a worthy investment to save your body. You don't have to keep bringing the vacuum back manually or carrying it back there. Also, you know, for me, I buy automatic cleaners for my customers and put them in the pools so that I don't have to actually vacuum a lot of my accounts, because that wears you out too. You know, you can buy Zodiac Rangers for $140, throw them in customers' pools, write it off as a deduction on your taxes as equipment loss, and just leave it in the pool. And it's going to save you also to have automatic cleaners in pools. Try to get demo cleaners, and customers can actually outright purchase cleaners. I like the pool cleaner. I like to get put a demo in for a couple weeks, and then I sell to the customer at cost, which is like around $350 or so, or $380, depending on the version. And, you know, get as many cleaners as you can in pools to help yourself out. I also like having a vacuum system, because when the winds blow or if you have heavy debris pools, skimming the bottom and pulling out piles of debris is really a strain on your back. I've actually pulled the back muscle, you know, skimming the bottom and having the net really full of leaves. So I don't use the huge, big nets anymore for that reason, the deep nets. But of course, younger guys can do that no problem. Definitely recommend a vacuum system, because you won't have to do that anymore. You just drop the vacuum system in the pool, plug it in to the battery, and then you can vacuum all the heavy leaf debris off the bottom. Variety of ones I recommend. You have the Riptide, which is really good. If you're in my coaching group, you get $100 off of that one. The PowerVac is also a great choice. I think out of all of them, the PowerVac is probably the most maneuverable vacuum system. And then there's the bottom feeder, which with the battery and the vacuum head is 12 pounds. So excellent choice too for a light vacuum system. And there's no cart with that one, of course, but the other ones you can have a cart for them, and you can just attach it to the back of your truck with the hitch and the mount and no lifting also, and just wheel the cart vacuum system back on the service cart to the account, and then vacuum the pool, bring it back out to your truck, and then lift it up slightly to hook it back onto your truck. Again, no heavy lifting involved. So another great way to save on your body is to use a vacuum system with the cart and just wheel it back to the customer and wheel it back out to your truck. Of course, these are, you know, an investment. They're expensive equipment, but they're going to extend the life of they're going to extend the time you can actually continue servicing pools as you get older. So definitely invest in a vacuum system. I think it's a definitely must-have. For anyone, but of course for the older pool guys, you need to have that so you're not skimming the bottom of the pool or doing a lot of manual vacuuming of the pools. So the bottom line is you want to utilize the tools that are out there that are available so that you're not wearing yourself out, wearing your body out. Definitely protect yourself with gloves. I definitely recommend that, because then your hands can really wear out. Don't overdo it, I think, as far as installing equipment. That can really wear your hands out too. Try to kind of pace your installs so that you're not doing a lot of installations all in the same week. And also, you know, the vacuum system is a great way to save on your body. T-Dula service cart, so you can wheel your manual vacuum back there. Basically, the least you carry back to the service account, the better off you are in the long run. And I also wear a back brace all the time when I'm servicing, working out there, because you're lifting, you know, 40-pound bags of salt all the time. So a back brace is a definite must out there. You get used to it. You know, at first it's annoying and irritating. I just wear the one that goes across your waist. I don't wear the one with the straps on your shoulder. I find those really irritating. But the one that you put on that goes across your waist, those are a great way to keep your posture and keep you from doing anything awkward, like bending over awkwardly. And I also wear knee pads, because you're going to wear out your knees kneeing down on the cement all the time. and definitely protect yourself. Knee pads, back brace, gloves, those are essential things to protect yourself out there as you're working and doing a lot of physical work out there. Because, week after week, year after year, it's going to really show on you as you get older if you don't protect your body now. And as you're getting older, you definitely want to take these measures to protect yourself while you're out there. This podcast is also brought to you by InuPools.com. InuPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. And if you're in the service industry and you're looking for more one-on-one help, definitely check out my coaching program. For $10 a month, you can text me. And for $20 a month, you can actually call me in real time. And there's a lot of great benefits with the group there also. So you can learn more about this at my home website, which is swimmingpoollearning.com. And also at the dedicated website for the coaching program, poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.